Episode 37.
You're listening to Comedy Forecast. Comedy in 4 minutes or less.
Hi, this is Clinton. Welcome to, or welcome back to, Comedy Forecast. Tonight I'd like to start off by reading some of the emails I've been receiving lately. If you'd like to write me, just write to comedyforecast@gmail.com. The first one is from Steven, and he writes, in part, after all, this is just a 4 minute show, I especially liked the episode, this was an early one, of the amusement park waiting line. But the stuff you have done lately is really good and gets better. By the way, I'm in Melbourne, Australia, and listen in on my iMate Jam Pocket PC. Well, thank you for writing in, Stephen, and it's always good to hear from the land down under. I also received this recently. It says, you should do one about video games. Yes, I'm a fan of the show. Don't get mad, please. And it's signed, RPG Lover 101. Well, RPG Lover 101, there's no reason to get mad. That's a fine letter. As a matter of fact, let's do a skit about video games.
Mr. Allen, Mr. Devlin from Total Cheat Freak Software is here to see you.
Fine, fine. Send him in.
You can go in, Mr. Devlin.
Thank you.
Welcome to Clogmart, Mr. Devlin. Have a seat.
Thank you, Mr. Allen.
As you know, we've been getting a lot of flack lately about violence in video games. We've had to pull a lot of your titles from our shelves.
Yes, I've heard, and I totally understand. That's why I wanted to meet with you. To address your concerns, we've created special versions of all our Total Cheat Freak titles, exclusively for Clogmart. Here are some of the boxes.
I don't know. These boxes look the same to me.
Oh, no, not at all. Oh, sure, the box is the same. It costs a lot of money to redo the artwork, but the software inside is exclusive for you. Do you mind if we pop in one of the titles?
Actually, no, I don't have a computer. Never trusted them. Almost bought one once, then there was that whole Y2K thing.
Oh, that's okay. I can describe it for you. For instance, take this one. It's our most popular first-person shooter, Massive Rampage 4. In the game, you play Hunter Meltdown, a soldier of fortune, trapped behind enemy lines. You battle terrorists, spies, zombies, and even mutant aliens as you struggle to reach Chernobyl and descend through a pit of eternal doom to the very center of the Earth. But for Clogmart, we've made some alterations.
Such as?
Your weapon is a bubble gun, and you chase fuzzy puppies through the streets of Candy Town.
Interesting. Although I do like puppies.
Ah, and here's one of my personal favorites. Street Racing Drag Strip El Segundo. You start off by hotwiring a chillin' dragster, then go zooming through the streets, smashing cars, flying off bridges. You can even do a mod where your street rod turns into a hover car, then you drop pulse grenades on your opponents, all to the heart-pounding sound of hardcore rock music. But for Clogmart, we've modified it a bit. It's a driver's ed simulation where you sit behind the wheel of a Chrysler Neon and earn points by parallel parking without hitting the curb.
And the music?
Hilary Duff.
A bit edgy.
We'll work on it. We'll work on it.
Is that it? Because, frankly, I'm not convinced.
Well, wait. I have one more. Total Annihilation Overkill. It's an online multiplayer strategy game where you gather an army of ogres, dwarves, elves, you know, that kind of thing. When you have hundreds of troops, you lay siege to a town, starving out the population, setting fire to the buildings, and leaving behind nothing but ashes and misery.
And for Clogmart?
Exactly the same game, just instead of a town, they attack a Target store.
Sounds like we have a winner! Can we get product in time for the Christmas season?
Not a problem.
Great. Now I think I want to go get a puppy.
That's it. We're done. Bye-bye.